Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. During December, we're focusing on family life, some of the families of Advent and Lent. Last week, we talked about the ancestors of Jesus. Today, we're going to focus on Zechariah and Elizabeth, a hurting family. Hurting because they've always wanted children, but were never blessed to have them. At this point, they are, as the Bible puts it, well along in years, and they believe their opportunity for this blessing is over. But God is a God who knows our deepest hurts. God is a God of compassion and mercy. God is a God who hears our prayers, and God is a God who answers our prayers in surprising and marvelous ways. Not always in the way we expect, but always in a way that's best for us. Because one thing we know about God is that God always has a plan. All people, all families have times when they are hurting. And when we are hurting, there are three important things we can do. In times of hurting, first of all, number one, we can seek God's presence. Luke 1 verse 9, Zechariah was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. When we are hurting, we can seek God's presence. Zechariah knew where to find God, in Jerusalem, in the temple. And he was a priest, a descendant of Levi, so he had the privilege of serving in God's temple. Zechariah was chosen by lot this particular time for the privilege of burning incense in the holy place. He stood before the great curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. God dwelt in the Holy of Holies, but he was separated from his people by a huge curtain. Zechariah was in the Lord's house and in the presence of the Lord. Now, the incense that Zechariah burned represented the prayers of God's people ascending to him. No doubt Zechariah was praying at the same time, pouring out his heart before the Lord, drawing closer to the Lord through worshiping him. What a comfort to be in the presence of the Lord when your heart is hurting. What a comfort to be in worship during those times when we have heavy and sorrowful hearts. But of course, Zechariah was a priest, right? I mean, he had the privilege of approaching the Lord with his needs and standing in the holy place in front of that great curtain. I mean, oh, if only we were priests, if only we could stand in God's presence when we are hurting. Well, here's some good news. We are, and we can. We are priests, and we can stand in God's presence. Luke 23, verse 45 tells us that when Jesus died, the curtain that once separated God from people was torn in two from top to bottom. There is no longer a curtain or a wall or anything else separating us from God. The dwelling of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And of course, we also know from the Bible that Jesus has made us his very own priests. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light." So you are a priest, just like Zechariah. But you actually have greater access to the Lord than Zechariah or any other priest in the Old Testament, because the curtain has been torn down. The old temple has been done away with. You see, God has made you his very own temple. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God's own spirit dwells within you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, cell phone companies, when they advertise, they always brag about how many minutes their plan offers, right? I mean, what's the best plan? What do you think is the best plan? Would it 300 minutes or 500 minutes? Well, no. The best plan is unlimited minutes, right? If somebody offers you unlimited minutes at the cheap price, then you will take it. Now, God offers you unlimited access, unlimited minutes with him, with God, absolutely free. Anytime, anywhere, if you have a need, you can bring it directly into the presence of the Lord. You have unlimited minutes with God. You don't need the pastor to do it. You don't need someone else to do it. You don't need a saint to do it for you. You have unlimited minutes with God, and God is with you always. Oh, I am with you always, right? but especially when you are hurting. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." The Lord promises that he will be with you always, and that's true in every circumstance. But he makes a special promise to you when you are hurting. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I am very sad to say that in this world, we will all get hurt. We will all experience pain. We will all suffer physically and emotionally and spiritually. God does not promise that we will never suffer. In fact, we're certain to suffer in this world. But what God promises is that we will never suffer alone. God doesn't want anyone to be alone. The Lord promises, "I will be with you always, even to the close of the age." The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is with us when we are hurting. Second thing we can do when we are hurting is to, number two, hear God's promises. Luke 1:13 says, "The angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.'" The second thing we can do when we are hurting is to hear God's promises. Zechariah was ministering in the temple, and suddenly the angel Gabriel stood before him. Gabriel had good news of great joy for Zechariah. "Zechariah, the Lord has heard your prayers, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John." And then the angel followed that up with more words of encouragement. The angel says, "He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth." Isn't that a beautiful picture of the joy that John's birth will bring? He will be a joy and delight to Zechariah and Elizabeth, but he will be a joy to many people. Many will rejoice because of his birth. What an incredible, joy-filled message Gabriel shared with Zechariah. But as great as that message is, I get to share with you an even better one. As great as the message Gabriel shared with Zechariah was, when we come to church, we get to hear a better one. We get to hear about good news of great joy, not just for Zechariah and Elizabeth, but will be for all people. This good news of great joy is for you, it's for me, it's for everybody. That unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and he is Christ the Lord. Unto us has been born a Savior, and he is Christ the Lord. And he brings with him a whole bunch of promises that I have the privilege of sharing with you each and every week, because we need to hear these promises over and over again, don't we? Promises like, well, the fact that God promises to always love you. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." God promises to always forgive you. Psalm 103 verse 12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from you." God promises to give you everlasting life. John 10:27, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand." And one more promise I just want to share with you today. God promises to give you a family. God promises in Psalm 68, verse 6, "God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing." You see, God doesn't want anyone to be alone, does he? God wants everyone to be part of a family. Now, I know our earthly family is not perfect. Our earthly family may or may not always be with us when we need them. But you are part of a greater family, the family of God. In baptism, God has adopted you and made you his very own child. He is now your father, and he will always be with you. And he has given you some brothers and sisters. The people here today are just a few of your brothers and sisters. You have brothers and sisters all over the world, fellow believers in Jesus, and we all have the same father, a father who loves us, forgives us, and gives us everlasting life. And puts us in a family to be loved and cared for. What an encouragement it is when our hearts are hurting to hear the amazing promises of God. So, what should we do when we're hurting? Number one, We should seek God's presence. Number two, hear God's promises. Number three, trust God's plan. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. Luke 1, 16 and 17. First, we need to seek God's presence. Second, we need to hear God's promises. Third, we need to trust God's plan. As I said before, God always has a plan. He definitely had a plan for Zechariah and Elizabeth. He answered their prayers, not necessarily when they wanted, but in a way that would fit perfectly into his plan. And at just the right time, when they thought all hope was lost, Elizabeth became pregnant with a boy, and not just any boy. That boy would be John the Baptist. As the scripture says, he would be great in the sight of the Lord, bringing back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit of power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. You see, at just the right time, John is born. He's full of the Holy Spirit. He is walking and preaching in the spirit of Elijah the prophet to do the important work of preparing God's people for the arrival of the Messiah, the arrival of the Lord. It's God's great and awesome plan as he prepares the way for the Messiah to do his work. And it is Zechariah and Elizabeth's great privilege to be part of God's plan. You see, God always has a plan, and God has great plans. He had great plans for Zechariah and Elizabeth. He had great plans for John, and he has great plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I don't know exactly what God plans for you, but I do know God's plans are always good. God always has a different plan for each one of us. No two people are exactly the same. No two lives are exactly the same. But I do know this, that God's plans are always good. That's the only kind of plans God makes. And I know that whatever plans he has for you will include certain promises that he's already made that are yours in Christ Jesus. God promises to always love you. I have loved you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. God promises to always forgive you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from you, Psalm 103:12. And God promises to give you everlasting life with him in heaven. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.